Relevance Podcast. Anytime, anywhere.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Relevant Podcast, the audio companion to relevantmagazine.com and Relevant Magazine. Today is September 26th, and I'm Cameron Strang. Here with me is a large group, our managing editor, Juan Kim.
Woohoo, Arsenio Hall.
Flynn is back from the road.
You better believe it.
Temporarily.
What's up, world?
How'd the tour go?
It was great.
Yeah?
It was great. Ready for another one already.
Yeah. And back by popular demand, our editorial director, Kara Davis.
Thank you. Thank you for the cards, the letters, the notes.
Yeah, we were just commenting that none of you have written in about me and Juan, but Kara's here for 1 week and gets fan mail. And I just want to say thanks.
Sultry voice.
So, as always, the Relevant Podcast, we look at what's going on in culture and entertainment, and then a little bit of what's happening here at Relevant. And first up is new music. Releasing tomorrow are a number of notable releases. First up, a favorite of ours, Blackalicious. Here's a song from their new album, The Craft. Hoping she would get a clue. Tell you what to do, just shut up. Ride the groove and let's move now. Side to side to side, times two now. Side to side to side, times two now. Side to side to side, times two now. Side to side to side, times two. Side to side to side, times two now. Side to side to side, times two now. Side to side to side, times two now. Side to side to side. As soon as I'm walking the door, whoa, whoa. The ratio is in favor of me, cause as far as I can see, all the biddies on the floor, whoa, whoa. Was moving in such a way in the heat, kinda made me wanna pee, leaving me wanting mo, whoa, whoa. Also releasing this week is the new album by David Crowder Band. It's called A Collision. Here's the song Forever and Ever. That was the newest one from David Crowder Band. Also releasing tomorrow is And the Rest Will Follow from Project 86. Here's one of the songs. Also releasing this week in theaters are a couple of movies, none of them which look very good. One is called The Greatest Game Ever Played. It's PG. It's starring Shia LaBeouf, who you may know as the curly-haired kid from Even Stevens.
How do you know that?
I watched the Disney Channel late at night.
Yeah,
Christian
it.
Television.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. Into the Blue, PG-13. It's that beach one with Jessica Alba in a swimsuit, and that's all you need to know.
You got that right.
What I'm saying, stay away from it if you have lust issues.
Thank you.
The prize winner of Defiance Ohio, also PG-13. That's a comedy drama. It's the true story of a woman trying to keep her family together during times of hardship.
No, it stars Jessica Alba.
No Jessica Alba and no swimsuits.
So far, I'll be able to watch all of these with my new girlfriend.
You have one?
PG-13.
Wah, wah.
Serenity, it's a sci-fi one, so who cares. Releasing on DVD this week, Lords of Dogtown.
Yeah.
And the Amityville Horror. Oh. Kara's favorite new show of the season is premiering this week, ABC's Commander-in-Chief, otherwise known as the future Hillary Clinton story.
Wow.
I think they're just prepping America, getting them ready for a female president.
Well, I'm just excited because I actually bumped into Gina Davis in Santa Monica a couple years ago.
Literally?
Literally. And she's a quite large, like, very, very tall woman.
Statuesque.
Statuesque. And she's like a professional archer.
Wow.
Is that the term?
Archerist.
Archist.
Okay, that'll do it for the entertainment releases this week. Theme music. Da 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 da. Okay, so no theme music. Sorry. Okay, up now, slices. A little look of what's happening in news that matters to your world.
First off, we just want to say that our thoughts and prayers are with those who are victims of Hurricane Rita over the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. The devastation there and all that, you know, compounding in Louisiana. It's just, you know, definitely our prayers are with those people.
All right. I guess it's that time of the year again when Fortune magazine always releases their rich list, always making you feel a bit poor. Topping the rich list.
They should do a poor list.
Poor list. I'd be on there. Drum roll, please. Who do you think's the top? Bill Gates, of
Bill
course.
Gates.
Bunch of Waltons follow after that.
Waltons?
Yeah, a bunch of Waltons, like Walmart Waltons.
Sam Walton.
Oh. Yeah.
Not like. Not the.
I was like John Boy. They were poor.
John Boy Walton.
Is that Little House on the Prairie?
No, it's the Waltons.
The Waltons.
Oh. Warren Buffett. Get my period pieces mixed up.
Head cases already.
Is already gone.
No way.
Just two episodes. But it's Wednesday night. It's pairing with Lost on ABC.
Speaking of which, did you see last week's Lost?
No.
You didn't?
No, it's still on TiVo. But we have our own theory. Carrie doesn't see it either. She knows what's in the hatch.
Richard Hatch.
Survivor.
Island.
Okay, I have to say, since apparently nobody in this room has seen it, but everybody else in the office has.
I'm catching up. I'm still on season one.
Yeah. Well, then who cares? I can't banter about it because you guys haven't seen it. It was so amazing. It was gripping television at its finest. I was so excited about that show.
Usually that would be an oxymoron.
Yeah, exactly. Man, it was amazing. It was amazing. All right, well, you guys need to go watch it. I'm very disappointed in all of you.
I'm sorry.
Speaking about gripping television, that's a nice segue. Nelly has inked a deal to develop a reality TV series. They're going to chronicle the day-to-day life of Nelly. I just thought that was pretty sad.
Might be gripping, but it's probably a body part.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you there.
Wow, it's getting hot in here.
In her.
Speaking of in her, Paul Wall.
Yes.
Paul Wall's new album is number one on the Billboard charts. Your cousin.
My cousin, Paul Wall.
The People's Champ.
He's a white rapper.
See, Flynn has platinum fronts.
Yes, mine just happened to be gum wrappers. His are the real thing.
It ended the two-week reign of Kanye West, pulling in a strong number three. Their highest chart position to date is Switchfoot with Nothing to Sound.
Wow.
Go Switchfoot. Take on Paul Wall.
You know, last week there was a memorial service that's held for Peter Jennings. 2,000 friends and family gathered, and basically, it's pretty interesting about Peter Jennings. Right after he would finish the news, World News Tonight, he would head over to the homeless shelter in New York City and pass out food. And so it's pretty amazing to see. Even
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Every night or most?
Well, most nights. Even David Brinkley was saying how they would give money, but Peter Jennings, one guy who would just go by himself, pass out food. And the homeless, a lot of homeless people actually came up just thanking Peter Jennings. It was pretty.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty honorable.
How come nobody knows that?
Because people don't report on good stuff.
Speaking of good stuff, last week I saw a show on MTV, actually, of all places, called Think MTV. I guess it's a new series. And it's kind of documentary style, and it's about kind of social action issues and things. And the one I happened to see was with Angelina Jolie. She and a doctor, professor guy, he had been working with this village in Africa for a number of years. And they took a camera crew over there to kind of see how it's been going. And it was a typical impoverished African village. There was disease, famine, everything. They brought water in. They started a school, but none of the kids were going to the school. And then they started to serve lunch for the kids there. And then all of a sudden, all the kids were going to the school because the parents needed to make sure that they had at least one meal a day. But it's been a number of years, and now you've seen what, you know, the effects are. And you see, you know, the kids are getting an education. Actually, during this episode, they brought in a computer with internet access and stuff. And you start to see this village turning around. The disease is ending. They have jobs with the water. They have agriculture, which brings in revenue. And it was just amazing to see the turnaround in the village. And then they were talking about the fact that there was nobody our age. It was kids and old people. And there was a missing generation because our generation died off because of AIDS. And they found one guy that was like our age. And he was doing the work of 10 men. And he had planted like 40 acres of crops. And it was just amazing to see what he was accomplishing. And he was talking to Angelina Jolie. And she was just enamored with what he was doing. And he said to her, "When you go back, please don't forget me. Please don't forget me." And it was just like so striking because he felt so alone because there was nobody else like him in his village, really. And it was just heart-wrenching, or gut-wrenching. But it was just, it was so cool to see that, you know, there's a difference that we can make, you know, in a tangible way, aside from a spiritual way. And that, yes, it's this enormous problem with billions of people, it seems like, and you can't do anything. But you can go one village at a time. And if you can do it in that village, you can do it in another village, and you can do it in another village. And so, you know, water, the emphasis on water and, you know, shelter and agriculture and all these things, that will really turn around their lives. And it was just amazing to see. So if you catch it, if you have TiVo, look for Think MTV. I think this week they're actually going with Some 41 to the Congo or something like that. So I don't know how that'll be, but last week's was amazing. I actually, you know, saved it. It was just unbelievable. So
probably the only time we'll actually promote MTV, an actual show there.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it was amazing. So you guys, if you happen to catch it, you know, definitely sit down and watch it. It's good stuff.
Another case of a celebrity not contributing to society would be Lil Kim has just been sentenced to jail for a year. What would have been really interesting is if her and Martha Stewart were in jail at the same time.
Ooh. Wow.
Well, next up, you know, of course, is now The Apprentice, Lil Kim.
Yes.
Perfect.
You know, we know a lot of people out.
Be a hoochie protege.
Oh. Wow. Wow. We know a lot of you guys are on the job market. Basically, there was an article on MSN talking about the most dangerous jobs that are out there, so make sure you steer clear of these jobs, which were rated as the most dangerous. Loggers, of course. Roofers. Taxi drivers.
Editor at Relevant.
Editor at Relevant.
Anything else?
I think that was it.
Yeah, that would be about it. Fisherman.
Fisherman.
Maybe.
Actually, Fisherman was up there.
Are we making the list up, or are you actually reading this?
No. Three, I wrote three down, but...
Roller coaster.
Mafia.
I thought we'd stop at three. And have a pause, but you kept on coming in, so.
Well, three's not really a good list. I want to know what to avoid here. Is there any more?
Are you thinking of changing your current occupation, Cameron?
I'm going to be a logger.
I knew it.
I wonder what the criteria was for the list, because stress kills a lot of people.
Well, it was actually death, like, it was like per ratio or something like that.
And that'll do it for a look at the news affecting your world. Now, briefly, we'll give you a little update on what's happening here at Relevant this week. We are still hiring. So if you are a print designer, web designer, copy editor, finance person, accountant person, any of the above, please email us. Oh, wait, let me say, and you're good at what you do. Email us at, or email Maya at M-A-Y-A, Maya at relevantmediagroup.com.
I'm going to be a print designer.
There's a reason why you're an editorial one. And as always, we have our newest feature, as always, being one time that we've done it prior to today, our question of the week. This is your chance to get your words in the magazine and on the website. I will pass it to Kara.
This week, we want to know what your favorite website is. And, well, obviously, it's relevantmagazine.com.
Your second favorite website.
Your second favorite. And don't send us MSN, CNN. Send us some cool websites that we should check out.
And why?
And why?
And why? Because we can run the quotes.
Exactly.
Basically, we want free content, everybody. Email us. Email us at, what, feedback@relevantmagazine.com?
Right.
Or editorial@magazine. Either one. Feedback or editorial at relevantmagazine.com. And I guess that'll do it for this week's edition of the Relevant Podcast. We have a full room today, so...
It's good to have Flynn back.
It is good to have Flynn back.
Thanks. It's good to be back. It's actually really good to sleep in my own bed, at least for a few nights.
For a few nights.
Yeah.
and they're heading out on the road. Check out LASymphony.com to check and see if they're coming to your area.
That's right.
Nationwide, worldwide.
It's a good website.
Yeah, go to the website.
Yeah, go to the website. Well, that'll do it. I'm Cameron Strang.
I'm still Juan Kim.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Flynn.
Thanks, guys.
Relevance Podcast. Anytime, anywhere.